It is 8:18 on Ontario Morning. Well, that will certainly go down in London's history. Some people in Barrie are trying to preserve their stories as well. It's going to be getting its first digital archive featuring thousands of images from the city's past, many submitted by local residents. So if you have any dusty old photo albums up in the attic, Travis Doucette wants to hear from you. He is the chair of the Barrie Historical Archive, and he joins us now. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. So great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you very much for joining us. So give me some examples of some of the stuff you've collected so far.
Oh, probably one of my favorite pieces or collections, I should say, is a collection of aerial shots that have come from around 1940, just at the beginning stages of aerial photography that show beautiful Kempenfelt Bay and the old Allendale train station. And these are actually passed on from a family. It was a grandfather that took them, and people have just been coming out of the woodwork with the coolest, neatest shots. But that's probably one collection that stands out.
I know on the weekend they had that special reunion at Barrie Central Collegiate. We talked about that because the school is closing in June. Did you get some stuff there?
Absolutely. In fact, we had a booth there, and we had a tremendous amount of interest in people coming to that event with their photos, with their slides, with their film. And also we were on site selling some vintage prints that we're doing to help raise money for the archive as well.
How did all of this come together anyhow?
Well, it all started with a Facebook group called If You Grew Up in Barrie, You Remember. And myself and two other people administer that site. And the site quickly grew to about 6,500 people. And we realized that there was an interest in preserving history. And we decided that we needed a website that could be maintained and controlled a little bit different than the Facebook platform. And so we decided that we would go on out and do this and make it happen. And we have a team of about 35 wonderful volunteers that are helping making this happen. And we're really excited for the progress that we've made in a very short time. We've only been at this since the middle of January.
Yeah, and this is not under the city's auspices. This is just a bunch of volunteers, correct?
It's a bunch of volunteers. It's 100% community funded. It is just incredible to see the city of Barrie pulled together. We have an incredible community here who really cares about their history and wants to see it properly preserved.
Is it just the photographs, or what are you hoping to collect?
So it really, the basis of the archive is mostly photographs, but there's also video, there's film. It's a worldwide initiative. We've had films sent to us from England of an event that used to happen here on Kempenfelt Bay called Winterfest. But there's also historical documentation as well, programs, newspaper clippings that have been photographed. So it's going to be a wide variety of things, but predominantly it's image-based.
And I guess put together, it's the story of your community.
Well, our little moniker is Our History, Your Story. So our pitch all the time is that we're celebrating our history, but we really want to tell the people's story in the community. We have an incredible community here in Barrie of people that have built this city, and we want their story preserved.
When are you actually going to officially launch it?
September 21st this year, and we're doing it with a really cool event called Mayor Seats. And we have actually brought back every single living mayor since our city was incorporated in 1959. Our oldest living mayor who helped us through incorporation is still living. He's in his 90s. His name is Willard Kinsey, and he's going to be there, as well as about eight other mayors. And the mayors that have deceased, their daughters are coming to give a beautiful tribute to their dads. So it's going to be a really neat event where we celebrate the history of the city with a program and interviews with some of the former mayors.
Oh, it sounds terrific. Now, Travis, as people are hunting through their basements and attics, what if they find stuff? I mean, is there someone who can collect the stuff that, you know, that should belong in a museum, maybe?
Yeah, so we have a system. You know, obviously, if it's image-based, they can get a hold of us at barriearchive@gmail.com, and we can help scan those images. In terms of if they no longer want the images or if they have other items that maybe wouldn't be, appropriate for an image-based archive. We have been working with the Simcoe County Archives, and we're so happy to get that stuff to them after we are done with it, or if it's just not an image, and we can get it to them as well, and it can be properly preserved up there in Midhurst. But Barrie has never had its own museum, so the real exciting thing about this is that finally a city that is so rich in history is going to have a free place where students and people interested in local history and just average Joe people out there can go and to be on one site where all the history is centralized and celebrated.
Yeah, you'll have a virtual one. Hey, Travis, thanks very much for this and good luck with your project.
Thank you so much, Wei.
Travis Doucette, chairman of the Barrie Historical Archive. If you'd like to donate to that archive, maybe if you've got some historic photographs to share, you can go to our Facebook page to find out more. Facebook.com/Ontario Morning.